those deals. Lisa Brady, Fox News. U.S. officials say Russia and Iran are moving even closer to a military alliance.
Military cooperation between Russia and Iran is transforming into a full-fledged defense partnership, White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says.
Not only bad for the people of Ukraine, it's bad for the Middle East, for Iran's neighbors, because Iran could potentially profit off this defense relationship to develop lethal capabilities of their own.
Kirby says Russia could provide advanced military assistance and training to Iran in return for Iran providing lethal drones and technical assistance to Russia in its war in Ukraine.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. For a second day, White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre defending the prisoner swap with Russia that freed basketball star Brittany Griner, who's now back in the U.S., arriving earlier today at a military hospital in Texas.
She has been reunited with her wife, Sherelle. U.S. officials who met her on the ground said she was in very good spirits, appears to be in good health.
The White House says Russia would not make American Paul Whelan part of the swap that sent arms dealer Victor Boot back to Russia. Russia's president not ruling out more swaps. Another appeal from the White House to get an updated COVID shot before the end of the year.
I know you're busy, but this is important.
First Lady Jill Biden says she just got hers, urging Americans to join her.
Because your president and I care about you. And we want to make sure that you stay healthy.
She was part of a virtual event with the White House COVID team, emphasizing the continued risk, especially for older Americans, from Omicron variants. The updated booster is designed to target. Big snow in the forecast for parts of the western U.S., several feet possible in the Sierra Nevada from a storm that could also bring near hurricane force winds and spread to the upper Midwest and northern plains into next week. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
The confessed killer in the mass shooting at a New York supermarket apparently wants to make another deal.
An attorney for 19-year-old Peyton Gendron, the white man who pleaded guilty to state charges of murder and hate-motivated terrorism for fatally shooting 10 people and wounding three others at a Buffalo grocery store in a racially motivated attack, says he'd plead guilty to federal charges if prosecutors agree to take the death penalty off the table. Gendron, federally charged with hate crimes, use of a firearm to commit murder, and use of a firearm in relation to a crime of violence. The Justice Department has yet to decide if it will seek capital punishment.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The judge is giving the defense until March 10th to negotiate with federal prosecutors. He was the Minneapolis police officer kneeling on George Floyd's back while another officer kneeled on his neck in May of 2020. Now, former officer J. Alexander King is sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter. He pleaded guilty in October and is already serving a federal sentence for violating Floyd's civil rights. Only one of the four officers involved still has a state case pending. More charges stemming from the tainted water crisis in Flint, Michigan get tossed out.
A Genesee County judge dismissing misdemeanor charges against former Michigan Governor Republican Rick Snyder, who was accused of failing to supervise officials in a cost-saving transfer in 2014 from Detroit Water to corrosive water from the Flint River, in which Flint's water became tainted with lead.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. A state Supreme Court decision in June ruled the indictments invalid. Another penalty shootout at the World Cup, where Argentina and Lionel Messi, their star, have just beat the Netherlands. They move on to the semifinals and will face Croatia, which earlier today knocked out the five-time World Cup champions, Brazil. On Wall Street, stocks finished lower for the day and the week. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.